Check out my brand new music video and join me in this campaign at bandagainstcancer.com.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
When it comes to my home and my family, I want to protect and save. And now I can do both with Sage, the easy-to-use, fully integrated, self-monitored smart home security solution that I control through my own devices. From lights and door locks to appliances and thermostats, Sage's customized system of cameras, motion sensors, and safety alerts let me control our security system, save money, and have peace of mind. And isn't that what we all want? See what Sage can do for you at sagebyhughes.com. That's sagebyhughes.com.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome into the Gym Class. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. And a beautiful Tuesday. It's a warm one out there. Great night for the Midwest League All-Star Game. We will talk about that a little bit. We'll talk baseball with Cal Eldred coming up on this Tuesday. Cal joins us. We'll go over Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, etc. We'll do that with Cal Eldred here on the Gym Class coming up in just a little bit. Couple other sports notes that we will go over as well as we get into it here today. We'll let you know about our Emil's Hideaway poll question as well. We'll dive into that at KGYMradio.com and plenty more. And coming up tonight, we've got Twins baseball, Twins and the Fightin' Phils, the Philadelphia Phillies. Doesn't get much better than that as far as interleague baseball is concerned. North Gym, 107.5 FM tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with Chris Atterbury in the pregame show. And then Corey Provis and the Dan Gladden will have the play-by-play starting at about 7:08 this evening. How are you, Mark?
Doing well. As you said, the weather is terrific here in eastern Iowa, and I'm happy about that from the standpoint of so much work being done of the Cedar Rapids Baseball Club and trying to put this all-star game on. I don't think anybody realizes how much work is done behind the scenes, selling tickets, ordering things, sprucing up the field. And by the way, if you haven't noticed the pictures that the Colonels have posted today of the field. Looks great.
Remarkable. Yeah. I don't know how they do that.
They've cut some stars into the infield and outfield.
It's something to do with the grain, Johnny. Something to do with the grain that they can get that to work. But Jesse Rader and his crew, they've done a tremendous job getting that thing ready. And, of course, tonight is Midwest League All-Star Night, and it will be here in Cedar Rapids. And that gets underway at 7:05. Home Run Derby at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm going to be out there. I know Todd's going to be out there. Alex is going to be out there. So going to be fun. I think it's going to be a tremendous night. Hopefully you see some future major leaguers out there, and hopefully the locals will do well.
Let me catch the back half. I have a graduation to go to, of all things, tonight. You think at my age I'd be done with graduations. But it goes in cycles. I have weddings and graduations this summer. I haven't had any for years.
Right, right.
So that's why I won't make the first pitch.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens, but going to be fun tonight, and looking forward to the Midwest League All-Star Game. And if you want to talk about that, love to hear from you out there. If you're going, what you're looking for, 319-366-1600. That is the Guppies on the Go text line. When you're on the go, we want to know what you think
via the Guppies on the Go text line. And as always, anytime from any network, standard text messaging rates do apply. And like I said, that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow, another edition of Caddy Smack with Brian Haas and Rick Swan joining us here in studio, as well as Pat and Tracy from the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic, which comes up on Monday at Elm Crest. That weather looks good for the long-range forecast. Tonight looks good. I know there was a chance of rain they were talking about, but they pushed it back to about 10 or 11. So get the game in under 3 hours. There's going to be a ton of pitching changes. Get ready for that, everybody, in the Midwest League and in all minor league baseball. But I think we can get it in tonight and then could use some rain overnight, but not too much.
Also, you and I will be out and about noontime tomorrow with another edition of Lunchbox Heroes. We will be at the McGrath Kia location on Boyson Road. Going to feed about 50 people, talk with them a bit, give away some prizes. Wonderful program.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be out there and really looking forward to it out there on the north side of town. I think it's going to be a good time had by all out there for our big event, which we do just about every week with Lunchbox Heroes. And it is brought to you by Built by Pros, and we do appreciate that. Do we have a poll question yet? Are we working on it? Not as of yet.
I know Todd's working on that. But in addition to the Midwest League All-Star Game tonight, Game 2 of the Cubs and Cardinals, I know folks might have their eye on that. And a lot of talk today on national shows about a soccer match tonight.
There is a soccer match tonight.
Was that the Copacabana I called
it? It's the Copa. Okay. Copa Americana. I don't want, if I go into it too much, I'm going to pronounce it wrong or whatever the case may be. But it's a big one. The United States and Argentina. Some people calling it, this is like the trial of the century, or in college football, the game of the century or whatever the case may be. They're calling it the most important soccer match in United States men's national team history. Now, we heard that, I think, 2 years ago, or the last World Cup, or whatever. But it's kind of the way it goes with trials and college football games. But it is big. They're going to go up against Messi tonight, and it's going to be down in Houston. Semifinals, best of luck to the United States, but Argentina, that's a big-timer. That's why some people are saying that this is the most important match as far as the United States men's national team ever.
Listen, I'm not going to pretend to know a whole lot about soccer. What I do know is that Argentina is the among the elite in soccer. And the U.S. is improving, the men's national team, that is, and has gotten to the Final Four of this particular tournament. This tournament includes, I think, five of the top nine teams in the world. And for the U.S. to get to the Final Four, that's an accomplishment. I guess the could be the biggest game from the standpoint of a measuring stick in terms of how far this U.S. team has come. So,
best of luck, as we say. Best of luck to the United States. It's going to be interesting, and that might be a part of our poll question. We shall see here. We'll have that coming up here in just a little bit. You want to weigh in, 319-366-1600. The Guppies and the Go text line. That's also our phone line as well. I am going to throw this out. This is ESPN, the magazine's money-grabbing day, if you will. Because, you know, you've got Sports Illustrated. They got their swimsuit issue that comes out, I think, early spring, late winter, right in there. February, early March, whatever the case may be. The ESPN equivalent, of course, they go a little bit above and beyond because they put skin into it, a lot of skin, and cover up key areas. They're going to have their body issue coming up. And it's already been filmed. It's already been, you know, the pictures are done. It's gone to press. It's coming out in early July. But we have the list of athletes now, Mark Dukes. Would you like me to go over the athletes? Some of them.
Please do.
Some of these, I have no idea who they are.
Is John Daly in this thing?
No, John, okay. But keep that in mind. some Olympians this year, Nathan Adrian, he is a swimmer. Cubs fans, Jake Arrieta will be in the body issue. Good or bad, I don't know. You got volume, Mark, by the way, somewhere.
I knew it was coming from somewhere. My apologies.
That's okay. Antonio Brown, the terrific NFL player. Emma Coburn, she is a steeplechase athlete from the Olympics. I must admit, I have no idea, but she's going to be in it. Surfer Courtney Koenig, I don't know, but she's going to be in it. Elena Deladon from the WNBA will be in it. A motocross athlete, a female wrestler, Adeline Gray is going to be on there. I forgot to look and see if she was in Iowa City wrestling. Former Olympic diving gold medalist Greg Louganis will be in it. Of course, since he's not doing anything in the ring, Colin McGregor said, "You betcha I'll do this. He'll get me some more cash." MMA. Von Miller, the MVP of the Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos, will be in the body issue. Chris Mosier, the first transgender athlete to ever pose, will be in this. That's as far as I'm going with that. A fencer from the Olympics will be in there. Kristen Press from the United States women's soccer team will be in the magazine. Beach volleyball player April Ross, a para triathlete, will be in it. Olympic boxer Clarissa Shields, Dwayne Wade of the NBA, and Mark Dukes. Would you like to see 365-pound, depending on how much he had for breakfast, Vince Wilfork of the National Football League, defensive nose guard tackle, would you like to see him in the ESPN body issue?
Might be the reason I buy the magazine.
Really? Really? Vince Wilfork will be in there. He is the marquee guy, I guess. I don't know. I think Dwayne Wade or Von Miller is, but and of course they list Conor McGregor on the top of the marquee. He's done more outside the ring than inside the ring as far as MMA is concerned as of late. But at any rate, that's your list.
You know, I've seen a couple of the past issues, and it's tastefully done.
I've never bought one.
Athletes, an art form.
I have never bought one.
It's going to be available online July 6th and on newsstands July 8th.
I don't know if, you know, Vince Wilfork, bully for him. I'm not sure I want to see that, though.
Who would you most like to see in the body issue?
We did this last year.
Guppy's on the go text line 319-366-1600, 2523.
Do you want to see Vince Wilfork 2523?
Is Paulina in it?
No, Paulina
Gretzky is not.
Not in it. Sorry. Will not be in it. I saw that on ESPN.com today, and I have not been able to get that.
Might have given Todd a suggestion to fill one of those segments on the APC.
Who would you like to see in the body issue? We did that last year.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to it, guys. You're welcome to it. We'll talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Do you want to see Vince Wilfork in the ESPN body issue?
Looking earlier today at some of the latest mock drafts, the draft coming up on Thursday. And CBS Sports has Jared Utah for the Iowa Hawkeyes going in the second round, 41st overall pick to the Orlando Magic, which last year took Devin Marble. Took Devin Marble.
Yeah. Interesting. I think his stock has gone up, that's for sure. I know the guys are going to have some excerpts from Jay Billis from ESPN coming up a little bit later on during local programming. That will be on the APC. He had a conference call today, and people asking him his thoughts about some of the people that are going to be in the draft. We will have the draft starting at 7 o'clock. That will be coming up this Thursday night for you, the 24th, here on KGYM. And I think that will be on all three frequencies coming up on Thursday night. You're smiling, so there must be Vince Wilfork stuff coming in.
Well, sort of.
Can we say these? Can we? HR is in the building today. Can we? Can we relate these?
35-30, the Duker would pose for the body issue.
No.
Now we're getting into Vince Wilfork.
No.
We don't want to see that. We don't need any of that.
Neither am I.
34-82,
no one wants
body
to see
issue
that.
Sportscasters.
What's that now?
Body issue sportscasters.
We
will not be included in
again,
that
again. It will not be you and me. Nor Todd or Tyler.
We'll start with Holly Saunders and go from there.
I should have never brought this up. I should have never brought this up because this is going to deteriorate from here on down. I'm just saying that right now. Broadcasters, yes, I guarantee you it would not be anybody locally, and it would consist of a lot of sideline reporters and people like that.
I bet Sable would do it.
I know he would. But Scott's works out.
Yes, he does.
You know, we play golf and bowl. That's what we do.
Kenneth at 2364, my wife said she liked what she saw of Von Miller and Antonio Brown when they were on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you're going to see a lot more of them.
69.92, Sharapova. Although she might need to be in a race.
She could need some money.
Yeah, she's suspended for a couple of years, isn't she?
Well, she's appealing that. But yeah, she is suspended right now for an illegal substance. Banned substance, if you will. Keep them coming. 319-366-1600. We'll broach the subject.
Train back on the track in a minute with Cal Eldred.
We will try. We will try to get it back on the tracks coming up here in just a little bit. We mentioned Twins baseball coming up tonight as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Why don't we do this? It is 20 past the hour of 3. We'll take a break, come back. If you want to get more on Vince Wilfork or other athletes or broadcasters that you don't want to see in the ESPN body issue, keep them coming. We'll take a break, come back. Cal Eldred will join us when we return. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way right here on 1600 AM. The main gym, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game, too.
Get ready for Fairfax USA Days, June 24th to 25th. Come for the 5K run. Free kids carnival, parade, live music, street market, huge fireworks display, and more. There'll be lots of fun for your whole family, and proceeds will be donated to the Eastern Iowa Honor Flight.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. But now with things like e-banking and mobile deposit, it's even easier from anywhere. It's just the neighborly thing to do for the bank that's right here. At Fairfax State Savings Bank, they have the latest bells and whistles, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan, and that hasn't changed a bit. Now the bank here is everywhere. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to ride, more freedom to hunt, more freedom to do whatever it is that makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with Unash and Dukes, KGYM.
3:22 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Midwest League All-Star Game in Cedar Rapids tonight. Still, I believe, Mark, there are some tickets available. Not sure how many seats there are, but there are the lawn areas that are available if you are so inclined to go out there. It's going to be a beautiful night to go see a ball game. So we encourage you to do so.
Yeah, I think gates open at 5, if I'm not mistaken. Batting practice going on right now. You mentioned the home run derby at 6. First pitch a little after 7 o'clock. And, my understanding is that ticket sales have gone very, very well. But still time to go out there and purchase one.
Yep, going to be good. And We'll be over there and let you know what happens tonight. The Eastern Division Midwest League All-Stars are out on the field right now for the Midwest League. And also, Sam Clay is going to be the starting pitcher tonight, the Cedar Rapids Colonels starter. That's a nice honor for him.
I should imagine Randy LeBlanc would have been had he not
been
promoted. Yeah,
on Sam Clay's 23rd birthday, too.
Nice.
Very good. That's from Morgan Hawk, who tweeted that out just a little bit ago.
KGYMRadio.com, we have a poll question for you today. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to Home Depot. What has your interest this evening? Would it be the Midwest League All-Star Game? Cubs-Cardinals Game 2? United States Men's National Team and Copa America? Or mock drafts?
Mock
Go ahead and vote.
Drafts.
KGYMRadio.com.
3:23, and on Tuesdays we talk with Cal Eldred, the former major leaguer, now member of the Kansas City Royals front office. And Cal, we were having fun with the ESPN body issue. And I will ask you this. Being a former athlete, if they came to Cal Eldred back in the day and said, Cal Eldred, would you consider doing this? What would have been Cal's answer?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I would be right there with you.
the deal is when you, if you just line up most of the starting pitchers in professional baseball, there's not many of them that would look good at the beach. And if you were only going to show the legs, hey, fine, man. I mean, those guys they're stacked, but most good pitchers don't have the biceps. That's actually supposed to be one of the smaller muscles in the upper body for pitchers, and chest. And I'm afraid, guys, you know that's what the ladies want to see.
Arrieta's doing it though, but he's a workout freak though.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, he's obviously he takes very good care of himself. And the one thing you do, it's interesting because most starting pitchers, and even in baseball, different players. Basically, there's this range of body fat that you need. And a guy like Arrieta, you have to watch him, even though he's in great shape. You have to watch him because he doesn't carry the normal amount of body fat to keep his endurance. He just does it through staying in shape and being the size that he is. But you get little guys who are too thin, it's tough. But, yeah, there's a lot of us that fit more in the Bartolo Colon mode, guys.
Cal, we've been talking about the Midwest League All-Star Game, of course, being played tonight in Cedar Rapids. Wondered what your experience with All-Star Games when you were a player at any level.
Well, in high school, believe it or not, I don't think we had a high school baseball All-Star Game, and I opted out of that when I was a senior to play on our Legion baseball team. We had a lot more fun doing that. Played in the McDonald's All-Star Basketball Series. That was quite interesting. Made me realize when I was playing against those kids up in Michigan that I'm glad I chose baseball. And then the other All-Star game I remember was in AAA in 1992. I was chosen to go to the All-Star game for the American Association. It was the American Association and the International League All-Star teams playing each other, and when I got there, I got a call to the big leagues and never returned to the minor leagues. So never even played in the game. That's been my experience.
You got a call when you were there for the All-Star game.
Correct. I went out to Tidewater, Norfolk, Virginia, and got there. Our manager, we had won the World Series in AAA the year before in the American Association. So our manager, Tony Muser, a lot of you guys remember that name.
Oh, yeah.
He was there. We flew over there together, and the next morning I woke up and got a phone call, and he said, meet me for breakfast, and went down and found out I was going to the big leagues instead of playing in the All-Star game in AAA.
Wow.
Interesting. A lot of good stories in the background there, but didn't get to play in a lot of those All-Star games, except for the basketball one, which I remember when they had those Dr. Pepper All-Star games. Those were a lot of fun. Hey, getting to baseball, of course, I guess around here anyway, nothing bigger than Cubs-Cardinals, and they got it started, the latest addition last night, and low-scoring game at Wrigley Field. Cardinals held on in a game that they really needed. We mentioned this yesterday, Mark and I did anyway. If the Cubs could have swept the Cardinals, you know, this thing might have been over going into July.
Yeah, you would have been looking at the Cubs heading into July or close to it with a 15.5 game lead on the Cardinals if they would have taken these ball games from them. And it's the Cardinals definitely 100% needed that game. They need to win this series. Because for them to go, if they lose today and lose again on Wednesday, you know, they're back to 13.5 back. And what Pittsburgh has not been playing good baseball. And so that puts a lot of distance between the Cubs and both the Cardinals and the Pirates. And it, what that does is that gives, that's going to afford Joe Maddon to really use his lineup and give guys rest. And I'm not saying that, that they think they have it won. I'm just saying that there's times when instead of giving a guy the normal day off, you give him one before the day off so he actually has two. And knowing when to play guys and maybe even actually giving their rotation 6 days in between starts instead of running them five. I just think that's such an advantage. It's what Tony La Russa always preached was get so far ahead that everybody else can't catch up. So it was a big win for the Cardinals last night.
Let's talk about your employee, the Kansas City Royals, Cal, playing good baseball, won three in a row and eight out of the last 10. Problem is Cleveland has kept that pace as
well.
They
were playing the White Sox.
Looks like maybe a slight separation between those two teams and others.
Well, the one team that I don't think is going to go anywhere, Scott, believe it or not, I think the White Sox, they can hang in there. They're going to have to obviously pitch better. But the other team, I don't think Detroit's necessarily going to go anywhere either. But Kansas City and Cleveland are sitting in a position that if they do play like they're capable of, they can push away from these. Like you said, Mark, I do agree. And they've already had six games against each other in the last week and a half. And they basically just swapped those games back and forth. So they both did what they needed to do, and that's winning their games at home. And so if they continue to play the way they are, this could be a race between Kansas City and Cleveland. But my gut tells me that Detroit's going to stay in there somehow. That once again, that issue with Detroit is their bullpen. They lose games late, and that's where they suffer.
I'll ask you this, two questions from me. First one, Cal, you mentioned the White Sox. What in the world are they going to do with James Shields? They just make the trade for him and didn't give up a ton, but Tatis could pan out. We'll wait and see on that. But you can't cut him. You just can't let him go after three starts. But they have been three of the worst starts for a major league pitcher in recent memory.
Yeah, it's almost, Scott, I think what they're going to end up having to do is put him in the bullpen and put him, you know where he fits. Really, at this point in his career, is pretty much where I was with the St. Louis Cardinals. He's that guy that comes in and goes through the lineup one time, sucks up some innings for you, and, you know, really saves your bullpen and keeps your bullpen in line. That is not even close to what they thought they were going to get from James Shields. But if I'm evaluating James Shields, I think that's where he fits. I know the White Sox are going to have to eat some crow and put him in that position. That's my thought.
The other question I have for you, you mentioned the American League, especially the Central, but the American League pretty much as a whole, except for two or three teams, basically two teams, there's a lot of parity in the American League. I mean, this thing is going to come down to the last week of play, it looks like, to get playoff positions determined because no one's running away with this thing, save perhaps for the Texas Rangers right now.
Yeah, and the Texas Rangers, you know, they started spring training, and they got Colby Lewis healthy, Yu Darvish healthy. Holland has rebounded like they thought he might from that thoracic outlet syndrome surgery that he had a couple years ago. And offensively, they are extremely strong. So Texas is in another level. I think you can probably put, at times, you can put the top half of the American League East in there, but I still think, to a certain extent, Toronto, I know they're six games above 500 guys, but I think they're underachieving to a certain extent. But yet they don't have Price in their rotation, so that may not be true. But I'm telling you, I was looking at that just the other day. Even in the National League, you've got the Marlins making the playoffs as a wild card team. And you start looking at this, and without even you flop over, you've only got a couple teams in the American League. You look in the National League, and you've got really three or four teams at the top. And you've got the four teams I'm adding, I'm throwing in the Dodgers because they've almost had 40 wins. Other than that, it is who knows what's going to happen. I think we're heading to having some pretty interesting ball games coming down the stretch in September.
I think a lot of people, Cal, and again, it's not even the All-Star break yet, but a lot of people are anticipating perhaps a Cubs-Giants matchup at some point in the postseason, perhaps for the National League Championship. I wonder if you'd compare and contrast those two teams.
Well, my son CJ and I were talking about the Giants and the Nationals today as to who has the better club. And I think you look at the rotation of San Francisco, and we like that rotation better. The Giants, they really need to have Hunter Pence back in that lineup every day. That's what they need. But you look at and offensively, the Giants, they're going to do it like they've done it in the past. They're going to do it a lot like the Cardinals have done it in the past. They're going to try to pitch, and defense you. And you look at the Cubs, and yes, the Cubs' defense better, 100%. And obviously, Hayward and Wright, it helps that. Zobrist in second base helps that. They had an injury to Dexter Fowler. So each of these teams, if you're just talking the Cubs and the Giants, they've had a couple injuries, Schwarber early for the Cubs, but they filled that gap with some young talent. And that's just more opportunities. But if I'm going to look at it from a starting rotation standpoint, I think these clubs are really even. But I think if the Cubs can play defense very close to what the Giants do and do things correctly, then that the slugging of the Chicago Cubs, their offense, I think, comes out on top.
Bullpen is where I'd give the Giants the edge.
Yes, and I think. I know there's an article on MLB.com today about Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman. I read through that article, guys, and I put that both the Cubs, without even knowing you guys are going to ask this question, I put the Cubs and the Giants as the favorites to go grab one of these guys.
Mm.
And maybe the Giants could use Andrew Miller and the Cubs could use that closed-down guy, Aroldis Chapman. But the Cubs could use either one of these guys because the Cubs' bullpen is heavy on the right side, and they could use that left-hander.
If you had a pick, which one of those two would you take?
I would take Chapman.
Mm.
I mean, that guy is – they're just – everybody fears him. No team wants to see him in the ninth inning, and it doesn't matter right-hander or left-hander, he's going to get the job done.
Sounded high. Ball one. Cal Elder joining us here at 3:35 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM as we talk Major League Baseball here with Cal. I was so excited last night to watch Steven Strasburg and Clayton Kershaw, and then all of a sudden the rug got taken out from under me and everybody else as Strasburg's back acted up and he couldn't make the start last night, but Kershaw was pretty darn good. It was still fun to watch him.
Yeah, it was interesting to see how he what he did last night. I was just down in Arizona in our mini camp, and my son CJ and his buddy Corbin Woods accompanied me there. And somehow, guys, they found themselves at the Diamondbacks-Dodgers game when Kershaw was pitching against Corbin instead of coming and helping me out, which isn't surprising, but their comments about Kershaw and Corbin, two young guys, two lefties. Kershaw, obviously, still young, but they said it's just so impressive how compact, even with his wacky mechanics a little bit, how compact he is and how many strikes he throws and when he turns the dial up when he needs to. And you know what? Kershaw's won the games against these when it's come big time like this during the regular season so far for the Dodgers, when they play the Nationals, and the Nationals had played the Cubs so well, they go in there and Kershaw takes that first game for them. He's just impressive. I know we talked about the numbers last week, but he just continues to keep piling up the strikeouts and putting zeros on the board.
I know you probably keep an eye or two on the College Baseball World Series, Cal, and already a couple surprises, Coastal Carolina knocking off Florida in the first round, and now Oklahoma State looks like it's in pretty good position. So have you watched much of it, and what do you think?
Well, I try to get in as much of that as I can. We've got Rex Hill, a lefty for TCU, that we've signed that it's just so interesting. As a professional team, you watch a kid that's in there and you just hope that the kid doesn't get his arm thrown off in the College World Series. But what is cool is to see a program like Coastal Carolina get in there. I remember Stony Brook, but Coastal Carolina's always had a good ball club. And Oklahoma State, I did watch the game that they won 1-0, and they've had some great pitching. I think that's what's neat about the College World Series now. And I know there's probably a lot of fans that don't like it, but we're not seeing the, and you guys remember at Rosenblatt Stadium when the ball was flying and the aluminum bats were -4, wow, it was crazy. I mean, it was constant 12 to 13 ball games, and I like these 4-3, 2-1, 1-0 ball games. It makes the kids play defense, keeping the ball in the ballpark, and that's what I like about it. And I did see a tweet, guys, that went out. I think it was a Snapchat. I'm trying to get my social media things right. that went out that had a couple people in Iowa gear, University of Iowa Hawkeye gear, sitting at the College World Series, and the caption was, waiting for game 2 against Ohio State, go Hawks.
I am too.
Yeah, totally.
That's clever. That's very, very clever.
By the way, Florida plays in an elimination game today against Texas Tech. AJ Puck pitched in relief, only faced one batter in the loss to Coastal Carolina. So I don't know what his future is in terms of pitching in this series.
Yeah, I think they're going to. Obviously, I think if he's only faced one batter, he's probably going to be not have an opportunity to be in this ball game too. So, kid's got a dynamic arm, and you saw how many guys that Florida had drafted off their pitching staff, and obviously AJ was at top of the heap. I think he's going to get to a point where he's going to relax once he gets his signing and gets it over with and gets with the A's and. And hopefully he can go do the thing he loves to do, and that's play baseball.
Yeah. Cal, before we let you go here, a couple things. First of all, we were talking about the Houston Astros and how they have underachieved so far. They are now within one game of the 500 mark, so they are making a run here as of late anyway. The problem is they're still 11 games behind the Texas Rangers, but they're still right there as far as the wild card. So Astros starting to play better baseball.
Yeah, they've been swinging the bats, I think, and they've been getting a little bit better pitching, but they win games now with their offense, I don't think they can continue to count on that, because they have younger players in their lineup, and they're going to be streaky. And I really don't think I didn't think Seattle would be as good as they are, even though just a little bit above 500. So that throws another team in the mix. I think we thought maybe it was going to be Houston and Texas that was going to be kind of cruising away with this. But throwing Seattle in there, when we start talking about having two wild cards, that's another team that Houston has to overcome. And when you look at the other divisions, well, those two wild card teams at this point would come from the East. So it's not just the Texas Rangers. It's not just the division that Houston has to deal with. There's Toronto, Boston, Kansas City, and Seattle are teams that they have to deal with. I don't know if they've got enough experience to overcome this. They have the youth to do it and the energy they should.
Are you in town, Cal? You going to catch the All-Star game, or you got other activities?
I am in town. I am not going to catch the All-Star game because I've been gone for about 10 days, and the honey-do list is long, fellas. I'm going to be able to. I enjoyed some high school baseball last night. And this is the only night we don't have games, so get the work done and then enjoy baseball every other night.
There you go. One to do item on our list. Cal, is your top five?
Well, we got it here, fellas, and this list today, I don't think is a whole lot different than the list last week. But we had some shuffling around with the teams, and I know that the Kansas City, the Royals, have been playing well. The Cardinals have been playing well. They've stubbed their toe just a little bit of late. But the team that I think that deserves some credit here, and this is my number five team, is Cleveland. They kind of warded off the getting swept by Kansas City and then got back on a roll, and they kept moving. So they're in at number five. And then it's the National League takes stick here next. Even though the Washington Nationals lost three in a row here, I still think they deserve the number four spot for some of the reasons we talked about before. The Giants are an intriguing team to me, and they're number three. But they've kind of pushed that. They have kept the Dodgers. If they can keep the Dodgers at arm's length, they're gonna. I think it's gonna be much easier for those guys also. But the top two teams, I had to switch, guys. The Texas Rangers have won 11 straight series, and then you look at the Cubs series against the Nationals, and they lost. They got swept in that series. So for this week, the Chicago Cubs are number two, and I'm sliding the Texas Rangers into the number one spot because it hasn't mattered whether they played at home or on the road. They've been getting the job done.
9-1 in their last 10, and they've won seven in a row, the Rangers have. Certainly, they're the class of the American League so far, and the Cubs.
Only one fewer win than the Cubs have.
Yeah, than right now. And they kind of snuck up on people. Not a lot of people talk about the Texas Rangers. Hey, one more before we let you go. We talked about the Cardinals at the start. The other side of that coin is Pittsburgh. I thought Pittsburgh would give the Cubs the most trouble this year. Still might happen, but Mark and I talked about it. Are the Cubs and the Pirates heads right now? They're 1-8, I think, against the Cubs this year, and they don't look like the same team. And I think the Cubs are in their head a little bit.
I don't disagree. The Pittsburgh Pirates, just a couple years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, became this, maybe a little bit longer, became this athletic team with, you know, Polanco and some of the younger players and McCutcheon. You know, they became a very athletic team. And I think because of obviously having my focus on the National League Central, you started looking around and realized, man, they're more athletic than any other team, including the St. Louis Cardinals, in the Central. Well, now the Cubs have done that. And their players actually are younger. Their athletes are younger than the Pittsburgh Pirates. But I think something that's hitting the Pirates right here is the fact that the Cubs have been able to go out with the money and add those free agents to make them not only athletic but very experienced. And I think that's part of what's in the Pirates' heads, is not only have the Cubs made those moves from the front office standpoint and added that to their club, but also they've been proving it on the field. And so they're kind of pushing the Pirates around. You saw the Pirates do it to St. Louis a little bit a couple years ago, and St. Louis fought back at them and won. I think the playoff wins in Pittsburgh were huge for the Cardinals. But now the Cubs, man, the Cubs are pushing them around, and that's really been a huge detriment to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep, I would agree. Well, Cal, good luck on the honey-do list, and have fun watching baseball this week.
You bet. There's a lot of it on, guys, and I'm glad you alluded to all these wild card races that are coming up. We get to start paying attention to this because the trade deadline is not far off.
No, it's not, and there's going to be some takers this year. There are going to be some takers, no doubt.
You bet.
Cal, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, enjoy it.
Cal Elder joins us Tuesdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 3:46, we'll take a break. Come back, have more after this.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-426-3567. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another, and another, and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant with Z102.9 and the gym. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them, and your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love-this-place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now, so if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email Steve at KZIA.com to apply.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
We are back at 3:49 here in the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming tomorrow, it will be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Rick Swan, Brian Haas will join us here in studio. We will talk with Pat Cobb from the Zach Johnson Foundation. Tracy coming along with him as well. And that tournament coming up on Monday. So we will talk a lot about that. We'll talk about the U.S. Open too, Mark. We may talk rules tomorrow with Brian. USGA coming out and saying, we're sorry, Dustin Johnson, for putting all that on your shoulders. Doesn't really hold a lot of weight now. But Dustin got a nice consolation prize.
USGA did say they apologized for the distractions. Didn't apologize for the decision on the rule. But said it put Dustin Johnson and the whole field in a bad position. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Did it hold some water? Their apology? Probably not. But at least they came out with something. If you want to contact us, 319-366-1600. We have a poll question to have you vote on.
1307 on the text line. Shout out to Xavier's Mitch Keller. Starting pitcher for tonight's South Atlantic All-Star game tonight in Kentucky.
He tweeted out a picture of the cleats that they sent them to wear. They are gold-dipped, whatever that means. Mm. They are golden. So that's pretty cool. Sam Clay going tonight. Cedar Rapids Colonel pitcher for the Midwest League All-Stars for his hometown team. That's pretty cool. But congratulations to Mr. Keller.
Bob and Amanda just hit Emo's Hideaway, the sponsor of our poll question.
Awesome.
Said he heard it here on the show and have some great beer specials out there right now.
Yes, they do.
Poll question.
Good food, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Poll question. What has your interest this evening? Would it be the U.S. men's team against Argentina at Copa America? The Cubs-Cardinals game, 2? Midwest League All-Star game? Or mock drafts? Right now, Midwest League All-Star game leading.
Oh, good. Get out there and see it. Get out there and see the Midwest League All-Star game. Hey, should take a moment here to send our congratulations out to now former Cedar Rapids Washington girls basketball coach Frank Howell. It was announced last night that he has accepted the post at Graceland College. He's going to be the new women's basketball coach down there in the Heart of America Conference in NAIA. He is a terrific coach, great guy, and I know he'll do a terrific job down there with Graceland. We will miss him here in Cedar Rapids. So, but he said, Talked to him a little bit earlier. He goes, I might be back for a few recruiting trips. And they do play Mount Mercy. They're in the same conference now. So he'll be back at least once a year.
Yeah, Mount Mercy joining that conference next season. And I'll echo that well wishes to Frank Howell. Of course, met him each and every time we took a road trip in the fall to the various campuses. And you saw him a lot more in play-by-play and has a terrific record, and it's going to be a little different animal in the college ranks. But Grayson only won two games last year, so I'm pretty sure Frank can improve on that.
He's going to get him going in the right direction, no doubt. And you talk about good jobs as far as girls basketball in the state of Iowa is concerned. You won't find a lot better than Cedar Rapids, Washington. And it'll be interesting to see who is going to be named that coach. But I don't think Mr. James is going to – or no, not Paul anymore. I beg your pardon. But I don't think they're going to have a problem finding applicants to fill that job.
Not at all.
No. Mike Johnson, by the way, the new athletic director at Washington. We got a lot of new things happening. We got like three new ADs in town.
Yeah.
A few coaching changes. So it's –
Stay on your toes.
It's here. I got Paul James he's kind of in retirement right now, but he's not really the ex facto football coach right now either. So he's a man looking for a job at this point. But whatever, it's him or Mike Johnson. He's taking over Paul's shoes, and they'll get a good person in there to be the coach at Cedar Rapids, Washington.
31-48 on the text line. I love Cal, but he might be drunk. Cubs won 1 of 3. Cubs won 1 of 3 against the Nats and swept Pittsburgh.
Rangers have won, what was it, though?
Rangers are on a roll.
Yeah.
9 out of the last 10.
I am not going to speak for Cal. Yeah, they did. The Cubs did win one game of the Nationals series. So Nats have lost 3 in a row, though, since then. It is 3 with last night included without Steven Strasburg out there. But I'm not sure even Steven Strasburg could have beaten Clayton Kershaw the way he threw last night. By the way, speaking of pitchers, tonight Chris Sale on the mound in Boston, and the White Sox left-hander will go for win number 12 tonight. Got win number 11, didn't pitch the greatest last time out, and certainly goes up against one of the best offensive lineups in all of baseball. At Fenway Park coming up tonight. And I'm sure the Red Sox are going to throw a few right-handed bats up there to try to get some things over the monster over there and pull some things and get Sale out of there.
I would think so, too. That's tough, tougher than it just talking about it, that's for sure.
There's a lot of first speculation really going around that I've read today, social network-wise. Should the Sox trade Chris Sale?
You don't give up a pitcher like that, do you?
I don't really want to. Don't really want to. Guy's terrific. One of the top five, would you say, in all of baseball?
At this point, I would agree.
As far as starters
are
concerned, is Chris Sale. Boy, you'd have to get a lot for him. And I'm just not real confident right now with this group in the front office that they're going to pull the right deal, even if they do come up with a trade proposal. So we'll see.
This just out, former Iowa State linebacker Jordan Harris has announced he's going to transfer to Louisiana Tech. He is a graduate transfer. He had announced previously he was leaving the Iowa State program. He has now decided on Louisiana Tech.
All right. We got football around the corner here. It's funny how the NBA ended on Sunday night. Talked about it yesterday ad nauseum, and then today most of the, I know CBS Sports, ESPN, all had mock drafts up for NFL.
Yeah.
That's around the corner. In a week from Wednesday, we will talk with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. He's already had a draft. We talked with him last week about that. So that ought to be very, very interesting. Coming up tomorrow, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. It will also be a Wednesday, and we will have Lunchbox Heroes. We're going to be out and about coming up tomorrow, so we'll have a full report on that. Looking forward to meeting some of the great workers out there on the northeast side of town.
Yep, McGrath Kia location on Boyson Road. You and I will be out there along with Alex and several more representatives from our two stations.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So that'll be coming up tomorrow. And then we'll talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic tomorrow. We'll also wrap up the United States Open and have a whole lot more. We'll do that on Caddy Smack. So going to have fun at the Midwest League All-Star Game tonight, and we'll talk about that tomorrow a little bit as well and see how that goes.
Should be terrific, a great showcase event for Cedar Rapids, and hopefully the rain holds off until, as you said, 10, 11, 12 o'clock.
Looks beautiful now. There's not a cloud in the sky out there, or not many clouds in the sky. APC coming your way next. Todd and Tyler, among their guests, they'll have some snippets from Jay Billis talking about some of our local prospects in the NBA draft. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
You know, when it comes to baseball, staying alert on the base paths can help turn a hit into a winning run.
And when it comes